Hello and welcome to the Get Real with Lisa Crown podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. I don't know when you're actually going to be listening to this podcast, but I am recording it at 10:31 p.m., which is making me feel like, you know what? I might have a night shift podcast going on right here. So let's just call it that, the night shift. And tonight we are going to be talking, the topic is going to be the person who tries is my hero. Yes, indeed. Yes, they are. And this is what helps me to kind of decide and determine what direction I'm going to go in with my podcast, is that things resonate me throughout my work day or come up for me just in general. And that is, I really have noticed a lot of people have this fear of the trying and like the just doing it piece. I think they are more stuck in the I'm going to stay in my comfort zone. It's safer in here. It's more comfortable in here. It's more doable in here. And when they kind of peek out of their comfort zone and they go, oh yeah, no, there's no way. I'm not calling that guy. I'm not talking to that girl. I'm not, you know, going to go make conversation or kind of get into a group of people. There's no way I could get up on stage. You know, there's no way I can call a lost client. Like there's just, or a mega target. I hear that a lot, like the mega players in the real estate space. People have such anxiety around calling those people. And to me, I just have to say, you know, to anybody's listening this out here, you know, is the person who tries, who just like rips off the Band-Aid and goes for it, is my hero. Let me tell you, when I got into sales 20 years ago, I was nervous and intimidated, and I remember feeling those ways like, oh my God, I cannot call that person. They would never meet with me. They've been loyal to their title person forever. I'll never get a chance in that office. And I would pick up the phone and I would try. You know, there were times where I would try, or they would answer and I would hang up. I'm not going to lie. But I would try. And every time I would try, there was a little piece of moving the needle. Little piece of moving it north and getting better and getting stronger. Even though a lot of the times it was no, or they got to go, it was a bad time, or, you know, I didn't get the appointment, or I definitely didn't get the order. There was something I walked away with, was like, I just did that. Like heck yeah. I just made that call. I just put myself out there. And so I felt like this internal feeling of feeling proud of myself. And it's important that we feel that way. I think we're more hard on ourselves than we are anything. I've lived a long time being hard on myself through a long sales career in my life, just always pushing myself and trying to get to the top. And when I got to the top, I was like, where's the ladder? You know? So I got to tell you that it's a moment in my whole, you know, 20-year career that I could look back and be like, I was really proud of myself when I tried, you know, because that's that first step into getting it better, stronger, more confident, you know, by going for it and just trying. So I just have to say to anybody who's listening, every time you try, just know you are my hero. Every time you try, you are getting one step closer to the ultimate goal of what you want. And that could be in any arena. It could be in a business arena. It could be in a personal arena. You know, I know people are like, I'll never be able to run a marathon, or I would, you know, never be able to land that top huge producer, or I'll never win back my girlfriend I broke her heart, or boyfriend, or whatever. You know, it's like, I know we have these thoughts in our brain that have completely convinced us it's out of the picture. I'm just here to remind you the little message here late at night to say, the person who tries is awesome. Because if we don't try, we don't get. My theory is this. 100% of nothing is what? Nothing. You know? And the trying, it gives you like a chance. It gives you like a little glimpse in where it can go. And to me, the more you try, the better you get, because there's that practice element, which I'm obsessed with. You know, you get to use the people out there that you're calling and going after and doing these different things. You get to use them for practice. You get to practice, and that's what gets us better and stronger. I mean, the reality is my podcasts are not perfect. I am trying. I'm trying. And the fact that you guys keep listening keeps having me come back. So thank you, right? Thank you. And please continue to download my podcast and click subscribe. And if you like what you hear, click those stars. It makes a big difference in the podcast world. So thank you. And share it. You know, share it with somebody else. Maybe there's a topic I've covered that can resonate with a family member or friend. I would really, really appreciate that. But guys, trying is the answer. That's what I'm doing right here. I'm trying, you know, I'm used to coaching with people that I like interact with, or when I speak in front of a large crowd, 300, 500,000 plus people, there's an interaction and a vibration that I get from being up there. And when I coach live, my people are talking and I'm talking and there's this thing that goes back and forth. And like right now I'm staring at a wall. You know, so I'm learning how to get better on, you know, creating a vibration by myself here, you know, in a way of having it, you know, really hit it in the pocket, you know, and the only way I'm going to do that is if I keep getting in front of all my podcast equipment in my little studio and I go for it. And the other thing I'm not going to do is overthink every single one that I'm doing. If I'm waiting for the perfect podcast, I'll see you guys in a few years, you know? So just know this, the person who tries, who goes for it, who just do it, just rip off the Band-Aid, who gives a beep, and go for it. At the end of the day, you're going to be able to feel proud of yourself and you're going to get results. I guarantee you, it's all in the try, right? If you try, eventually, I promise you, you will see a difference in your life and your business. And to me, it's worth every single minute of that. All right, everybody. DJ, I don't know where you're at, but if you can, put on some kind of slow, you know, late night tunes for us. I'd appreciate that. Please follow me, you guys, Lisa Crown on Facebook or Coach Elsie on Instagram. I'm also on LinkedIn as Lisa Crown. I'd love to connect with you. Thank you so much. I also have a private Facebook group page called Get Real with Lisa Crown, and I hope to connect with you there. Have a great night.